You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, what do you got about red flags?
Well, this little article popped this morning up on my screen, and I was like, well, this is mildly entertaining. A bunch of people on the social are talking about red flags that they've noticed while looking for a job. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a few of the highlights before I jump into number one, which I actually used this term yesterday on somebody for number one. Number two is the fast-paced environment in the job listing. That usually means absolute chaos with nobody in charge.
That's about right.
It's a fast-paced environment. Nobody knows what the hell they're doing.
Or maybe fast-paced environment could also mean you're going to be doing the work of four people.
That's right. Exactly.
So it's really fast-paced because you never get to sit down and take a breath.
That is very similar to number five on the list with the job opening listing unique challenges. That usually means also an absolute train wreck because, again, nobody knows what they're doing. Number four on the list, urgently hiring multiple candidates. So that probably means there was a mass exodus, right?
Everyone bolted.
on one Friday, everybody quit. So keep an eye out for that. Explain to me number six, Dom. I don't get the must have a bubbly personality. Why is that a red flag?
Oh, man.
I don't understand.
I guess they're asking you to be a certain type of personality. Like you can't just be yourself. If you're not bubbly, don't apply. I don't know. I would never put that in a job description or
Sam, who cares?
A bubbly personality. First of all, if we're really being honest here, bubbly personalities are great in certain measures. In other words,
yes.
A certain amount of bubbly personality is wonderful to be around. Too much bubbly personality is a nightmare to be around.
That's a unique challenge.
I mean, do we all feel that way?
Yes, because it's constant happy. We've had people here like that, and they're no longer with us.
The toxic positivity thing is real. And
I dare to say that we have one person actually right now working with us with that attitude. Yeah. And that person is a blast to work with.
Look, I know who you're talking about.
You always know that you'll get a chipper reply to, you know, no matter what. I accidentally put an F-bomb in one of your commercials. That's no problem. We all make mistakes. That's what you'll get.
It's so funny because I think most people feel this way, but you're not allowed to say it, which, you know, on this show, we always say what people think but don't say. And sometimes the bubbly personality needs to be toned down a little bit. Again, disclaimer, I love a good bubbly personality, but just within certain limits.
Yeah.
At some point, let's just face it, at some point, when you go too far, then you are absolutely artificial. It's not authentic.
Yes.
Because human nature, you have to have good days, bad days, good points during a day, bad points during a day. And if you're just putting on some artificial bubbly personality, I feel like you're phony.
I can see through that. That's exactly right. You're phony. I can see through it. And I immediately think, wow, this person is dead inside. Something is going on outside of this office because they're overcompensating.
And I know there's a certain percentage of our listeners who don't want to hear this. And they're like, oh, you guys are cranks. We're not. Listen, I challenge you to find two guys who come into a morning radio show for years and years and years and years in a good mood every day, because we do.
Yeah.
And Jeremy and I have both worked with people who sometimes come in horrible moods.
Yes.
And we don't. We show up and we are in a positive mood every day.
Yeah, more or less. Or we really fake it. We're faking it really good.
For the most part, we...
right now, I'm miserable.
Compared to the people that we've worked with in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
Over the years.
Yes.
I mean,
yes, yes.
There have been people who come in and they are in just horrible moods.
And again, those people don't stick around.
And they're not here.
Yeah. They move on because they're a little dark rain cloud for everybody's
life.
A couple more. Be aware when it says...
We can even laugh about something like this that we're talking about.
Right.
That we don't like people who are constantly a bubbly personality.
Yeah, go to hell. Be aware of entry-level position requiring 3 to 5 years of experience on the listing. Okay.
Wait, an entry level that needs 5 years of experience?
Yeah, that's not entry level. And that means they're just going to pay you less. And in those regards, salary to be discussed. Every single job where that wasn't disclosed up front in the interview, you were going to be severely underpaid when you get that position, or you know, you get that second callback. Salary
can
to be discussed.
Can I go ahead with the one that you want to talk about? Then I want to talk to you about something about hiring people. What's the one? What was number one that got your eye?
We'll land on number one now. If anyone in the company or in the ad uses the term rock star, and I used that yesterday, I think it was on Nina, who is like half my age. I was like, oh, you're such a rock star. And as soon as I said it, I was like, that's such a dumb dad thing to say. Why did I say that? It's one of those where you're like, you want to pull it right back into your mouth. Hey, you're a rock star. And it was something for, you know, so minor. Like she grabbed something off the printer for me or something. I'm like, yeah, that makes you a rock star.
Oh, my God. That's so
Jack Wagon, Jeremy.
It just spills out of your mouth sometimes, right? You can't help it.
It's like, no, you're not a rock star, but thank you for getting my paper off the printer.
You're like a roadie right now, actually.
You're
more
not
than
even
a rock
that.
Star.
I mean,
you actually
you're just
described
a helper.
A roadie's job and not the rock star. The rock star has people get the
right.
stuff for them.
Right.
The roadie has to run and do it.
Yeah.
Hi, you are a Sherpa. That's what you are.
You're such a roadie. Thank you.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.